Hello and welcome to another episode from my laser-focused positivity podcast series. My name is Stuart Harding and I am here 5 days per week from Monday to Friday to try and hopefully, with a little bit of luck, make you feel a little bit more positive than you perhaps were before you started listening to this podcast. Before I discuss today's topic, let me just remind you or let you know if you're new to my channel that if you would like to email me your queries or conundrums, then you can do so via stewysongs@gmail.com. That's stewysongs@gmail.com, and I will endeavour to tackle your issue or issues on a forthcoming show. And if you would like to check out my music or you'd like to support my music career, what with me being a musician amongst other things by trade, then you can do so via linktr.ee/Stewie Songs. And depending on which platform you're listening to this via, the email address and the web address, which you should be able to find in the description of this podcast, they should both be clickable. So today's show is entitled Knowing Your Purpose Will Help Push You When You Don't Feel Motivated. And this title was inspired by experiences I've had in the past, and in particular, an experience that I had this morning, which made me think, yep, this is why I'm on the journey that I'm on. I say this because, as I mention a lot, I trade the financial markets, and the reason that I do this is partly because one of my longer term goals is to design and build an animal rescue center, which is obviously going to cost me a lot of money. And since I have no experience in this field, I started educating myself this morning by watching YouTube videos about animal rescue centers which are already in existence. And in one of the videos that I watched this morning, in which a man was visiting a dog rescue center in Florida, there was a 2-year-old dog called Scout, which he took out of its caged cell to give her some fresh air and a short walk outside of the main building. But when he put Scout back in her cell, she began howling whilst simultaneously trying to scramble towards him through the cell bars as he began to leave. I started crying, as did many of the other people who'd previously watched the video, according to the comments that people had left, and I think even the guy who'd visited this rescue centre looked like he had tears in his eyes as he left too. And it was at this precise moment that I had a moment of clarity and I realised, at least in part, why I've spent 3 years learning to trade the financial markets. Not because I want a Lamborghini, a huge house, or because I want to end up the richest corpse in some graveyard. Yes, I have a very clear vision of what my future car and my future house will look like, but these are not the only two reasons that I trade. I also trade because I intend to take care of my family and the handful of friends that I have who've been there for me when I've been at my lowest ebb, and to help some of the world's most destitute people and animals. And immediately after watching Scout howling, I started wondering and trying to research what had happened to her, given that the video that I'd seen was recorded more than 4 years ago, though sadly to no avail. But just watching myself trying to Google what had happened to a dog more than 4 years ago, which when you only have a first name to go by is essentially like trying to find a needle in a haystack, really reminded me how passionate I am about animal welfare. And I'm sure you can imagine how being this clear on one of my reasons for trading the markets aids me to stay the course and stay disciplined even when things get tough. Because even when I don't feel motivated to do what I need to do as a trader, which admittedly isn't all that often, my why, or my longer term reason for doing it, will overpower my lack of motivation, which will push me to do what I need to get done. So when people claim that the reason they haven't done something is because they haven't yet felt motivated to, what they're actually saying is that they're not clear on their why or their purpose for doing it. Otherwise, as in my case, their why or their purpose would have overpowered their lack of motivation. So get clear on your why, folks. Watch YouTube videos like me if you need to and find your purpose. Because in my experience, it's virtually impossible to achieve success in any field if you don't really know why you're trying to achieve it. And I think that here is where I would like to end today's show. But that is it from me for now, folks. I will be back tomorrow with another podcast. And just a reminder that if you would like to email me your queries or conundrums, then you can do so, as I said at the start of this show, by emailing me at stewysongs@gmail.com. That's stewysongs@gmail.com. And as I said, I will endeavor to tackle your issue or issues on a forthcoming show and give you my objective perspective. And if you would like to check out my music or support my music career, then you can do so via linktr.ee/Stewie Songs. And as I said, both this email address and my web address should be listed in the description of this podcast. And depending on which platform you're listening to it via, they should both be clickable as well. But that is it from me for now, folks. I will be back tomorrow with another podcast. But for now, stay positive. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again soon. Thank you very much indeed for your time and for listening.